hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon, solo this week, as Todd Mitchell's off on honeymoon duty. That's right. Happily married over the weekend, and all went well, and now off to Cancun for a little bit of a honeymoon. He'll be back on Monday the 12th. So we're buckled up and ready to go with another hour on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. You can weigh in on Facebook. A lot of folks have done that already today on some key questions. One question I have is, have you noticed how many job openings there are in North Dakota? It is the number one need in North Dakota. That's people to fill jobs. There are more job openings than there are unemployed people. And what's happening now is there's a lot of different creative ways to get folks to consider new job opportunities. I'm kind of curious, is there anything that would entice you? Say you're happily employed, you like what you're doing. Is there something that would cause you to look at a new position, a new opening a little differently? Anything you'd suggest prospective employers throw out there in the way of incentives? Or what would you like to see employers offer? What would be a good benefit that would be unique and have you weigh in? One I've thought of for a long time, and I know some do this, but not a lot, is, tuition credit for the spouse or children of an employee. Specifically, in the oil patch, I subscribe to the view that what you need more than anything is a sense of community. And the way you build a sense of community and a normalcy to life amid the hectic Bakken pace is, husband or a mother, husband or a wife, rather, mother or a father, that can go home to their kids and their spouse and, go to a Little League game or go to, a concert or, go to church on Sunday. Just do what families do. And obviously the hectic pace of filling positions has brought a lot of people here in temporary conditions, but ultimately we know enough now that this is going to last for a long time. And so you need a sense of community. You need people to come here and want to stay here and live here. That takes housing, so that's a very important part of this. But I've also thought it'd be really neat for prospective employers to offer tuition credits for the spouse or the employer's children, so maybe up to a certain age. So you'd say, hey, that person then comes, gets a particular degree, and then fills a different spot. Maybe it's a teacher position. Maybe it's, something else. So now you have two gainfully employed folks, and you've got kids that stay here, and I think that's a way to that. That would be high on my wish list, would be that ability. And, I think it's fairly rare on what's out there. So let me know what you'd like to see. It's one of the questions I have today. A few of you have answered on this question at Facebook. Some say remote employment when possible, so I guess that's telecommuting, right? Affordable housing, says Vince. Paul says raise the minimum wage. No, raise wages or offer other incentives on jobs that need to be filled. Okay, though, like what? Kathleen says bring people into the state with a good work ethic. Okay. Paul says raise the minimum wage is the most idiotic idea yet. Offer pay that will attract workers and offer benefits that will turn heads their way. Corey says, the American dream, a wage that can afford them to own their own home. All right. Mel says, when did Congress, wasting time, become verboten? Only when Republicans want to do it. It took a lawsuit to finally get an unredacted copy of Ben Rhodes' prepped email memo to Susan Rice. Okay, he's talking Benghazi. Ben doesn't want to talk about incentives. Other folks are talking Benghazi today. That's another question we have up on our web page. Want some advice for House Republicans from our listeners. Are they right to set up a special committee on Benghazi, or is it a waste of time and money, as the Democrats charge? Their big charge is politics. There's nothing there. There's a loud minority, loud delusional minority that's driving politics. So we asked who's right on that front. Kathleen says, long overdue. Hope the Democrats boycott the hearing. Less wasted time without them involved. Gene says, should have been done over a year ago. Ryan says if the Democrats are saying it's a bad idea, all the more reason to push forward with it. They know it could very well take down the next presidential candidate and possibly even the current one. Yeah, that is an interesting dynamic on this, and I think that's one of the reasons you're getting a lot of pushback, because Hillary's in the middle of this. as having been the Secretary of State in the middle of this debate, in the middle of this incident. So, you know, you not only have how the administration handled it from the perspective of President Obama and his advisors and others, you also have Hillary as the head of the State Department. Interesting dynamic. So, to Benghazi or not to Benghazi, another one of our questions today. 800-228-0550 is the number. By the way, if neither of these topics interest you, the reason we ask what's on your mind is because we want to know. So any other questions, comments, or things you want to weigh in on are certainly welcome as well. Bottom of this hour, Curley Haugland, longtime North Dakota businessman, also active Republican. He's a national committeeman for the Republican Party. He's headed to Memphis for the spring meeting, they call him, to advocate on behalf of an open convention for Republicans to select their next presidential nominee, and has the rules to back it up. We're going to talk about what that would mean, and Curley will be here to answer any of your questions coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's a national story that's starting to gain some steam. Pat in Minot, you're next up on What's on Your Mind today. Hi, Pat.
Hi there. Yeah, this Benghazi thing is, I think the only reason some of these people are calling it, not, they, you know, like to drop it and let it go right now is because they're getting closer now. Now they finally got some proof, some face out there, but to sit there and say that it was a protest, I mean, these guys taking a rocket for now, or, you know, rocket launchers and what have you, that's not a protest. You know, but it's just this whole thing's getting disgusting, you know, and it's four people have died, yes, but it's the cover up that, you know, Obama's had protection like none, no other president before. I mean, he has been getting a pass over and over again on everything. I mean, you got the IRS, you got four major issues. You got Benghazi, IRS, Obamacare, what was the guns, the Fast and Furious, the dishonesty. I just can't get over how people want to just, you know, oh, come on now, and to bring up Reagan and all that other. George W. Bush was hammering over the WMDs, and they hammered on him 10 times worse than Obama was ever, you know. But that's, I don't know, this whole thing is just the media, they protect him, and it's so obvious. So, but anyway, well, thanks for taking my call, Scott.
Bottom line, Pat, you want them to keep pressing for answers. Don't succumb to the arguments that this is a distraction or it's politics or anything else. Keep fighting for answers.
Oh, absolutely. They've been wanting proof. They've been holding back, getting emails and getting proof, and Hillary's, you know, saying what the hell that was talked about and rehearsed, and I believe all that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it was an election. It was right with Romney and Obama were in that election. And Obama, you know, how he lied about what was, you know, all that. It's just, yeah, they ever get more and more they can dig and they come up with and stuff like that. Yeah, Obama and that whole administration, Hillary, yeah, they're going to be sweating bullets because, yeah, they're kind of getting nervous about it now.
All right, Pat.
When that evidence comes out, they can't run and hide anymore.
Appreciate the call. I think you have a point about the noise, about you know, the nervousness to that they want this to go away. I'm not sure it helps them politically, but that probably shouldn't matter. Getting to the truth is what should matter here, right? 800-228-0550. Here's a caller. Let's talk about the game and fish, folks. You're up. You're in the snow. Where are you calling from?
Up in the northwest part of North Dakota here, in the snow.
Still on the ground, huh?
Oh, gosh, yeah. We got about 4 or 5 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway, this doesn't approach the seriousness of Benghazi, but that's okay if I talk about this.
Of course. Absolutely. Okay. Yep.
Well, on Saturday, I called in the Dale Wetzel Show and talked to the rep from Game and Fish, wondering why the apps or the lottery hasn't been run for the moose, elk, and sheep. And I was told that the state legislature has required a driver's license on all of the apps so that we prove that we are residents. And I understand that. I think that's great. But then I was told that the reason that they haven't run the lottery yet is that so many of us were all neglected to put our driver's license on the form. And they're trying to contact each and every one of us to get our driver's license to make sure that we are qualified to to be in the drawing. Well, and that's all great, except that I don't think it was our problem. I think it was the Game of Fish's problem. I think they neglected to put that box on the form. I've spoken to several people that have applied, and they give me a blank look when I talk about that spot. And most of us apply online, and you realize when you, or at least from my experiences, if you're trying to fill out a form online and you've left a box empty, you don't get to go any farther.
All right, hang on a second. I want to make sure I understand your concern or question. We're going to have Game and Fish on tomorrow, by the way, talk about the numbers on the deer tags. Stay tuned. We'll do that. Plus, Jim and Fargo waiting to weigh in on what's on your mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. At PetroServe USA, it's everyone's 4 for $4. Get a fresh-baked single-topping hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To your part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Got some great specials going on right now. You had breakfast yet? Well, how about this? The Hot Stuff Breakfast Pizza and a 20-ounce Fun Pop or a coffee, plus a couple of cookies, yours for $4. Or for a lunch or dinner, a single-topping Hot Stuff Pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce Fun Pop for $4. You can do what I did last week and had a Hershey's candy bar in there. I had the Hershey's Almond Chocolate bar, 69 cents. Good deal. Also, the 32-ounce Powerades are only 79 cents, and they're giving away 10 grand. So you can be one of the 100 winners as well at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better because they connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and give you choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations nearby your ride. Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Glendon. Just keep on down the road. Bemidji area, down in Wahpeton. Find them near you. Okay, back to the caller that had a concern on the game and fish requirement on ID. We're going to have the game and fish folks on tomorrow. Just give me your bottom line point. What would you like to see happen?
Well, they have to probably do what they have to do is contact each and every one of us to get our driver's licenses on the form. But I think they dropped the ball and they're trying to blame us. And I would just they can't really fix anything except to do what they're doing. But they could be a little bit more upfront about saying they screwed up instead of putting it on us.
And your point is that the app form should just make it more clear that a driver's license is required.
Well, my point is that it was not on the form. They used the old form, and it wasn't even on it. It is on the Turkey license, Turkey app now, but I maintain it was never on the Elk, Moose, and Bighorn Sheep app.
Got it. Okay.
And they're telling us that it was. Actually, what they could do is just run the drawing anyway and then contact the winners. Instead of contacting 30,000 people, they'd only have to contact a few hundred.
Make sure they're there. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind today? Let us know on the program. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Morning, Scott. I'm Benghazi. I don't believe for a second there was no way to give air-to-ground support. I don't believe that for a second. And on the job problem, stop paying people in this state not to work. If they're not disabled, they can fill those jobs. Some friends, young adults, get three-quarters of their rent, groceries, daycare, utilities, and medical bills paid. They don't want to even work 20 hours a week. We're teaching them they don't need to. It's time to make them into workers. Have a good day.
All right. Find folks that are not working on the on public assistance programs and fill the jobs that way. All right. Do you think people want to be on assistance? I mean, I know there's some, but I would think if you took everybody that is getting assistance, and I believe one of the great travesties of this country is removing the incentive to work. I mean, look at the transformational change in welfare to work that said, look, time limit this out. And, you know, there's a hue and cry now over extending unemployment benefits. Guess what? When unemployment benefits are sunset, the amount of people unemployed that get a job just spikes incredibly. Well, duh, my benefits are going to go away, so I'm going to go out and actually look for a job. So I think the chains of some of these programs, the cycle of dependency they create is horrible. But I'm saying if we have 100 people on public assistance programs in the room here, how many of that 100 do you believe would say, this is no existence. I want to go out there and roll up the sleeve and go to work versus I'm comfortable here. I hope it's 70-30. I want to go work, and my circumstances are such that I can't. Is that naive? 800-228-0550, Stan in Mayville. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes. These are things that we knew right from the very start in reference to Benghazi. We knew that Ambassador Stevens had requested more security.
You're right. Yep. And didn't get it.
It was turned down a number of times. Our European allies had seen what was going on in the country, and they moved their ambassadors home. That battle went on for a good 8 hours. And we know now that they knew it was an attack right from the very start.
Do you want this investigation to continue, double down, get stronger?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that should have happened right from the start.
Keep pressing. Stan, appreciate the call. Thanks. That's been our question today. Chris in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hey, one incentive that some of the companies could give to get workers there, and I think it'd be a major incentive, would be daycare assistance. That's one of the main reasons a lot of people don't work or only work part-time is because of daycare assistance or their daycare bills. When you're paying $4 or $5 an hour for a kid for daycare, and there a lot of times there's a minimum that they have to work 20 hours a week, or that they have to, even if the kid's only there for 15 hours, they're paying for 20 hours a week minimum on a lot of them. And that adds up real fast. If some of these companies could offer daycare assistance, or, you know, picking up a part of the daycare bill, I think that would incentivize a lot of people to go to that company.
Yeah, interesting. And by the way, there's some innovative things doing that. There's Shields in their corporate headquarters as a daycare center. Kathy Ness at Nessa Consulting has a daycare up in Tioga. And I believe in the both cases, they give their employees, you know, reduced fees, access. In other words, you still pay, but you pay a smaller amount. So they're incentivizing. They're offsetting some of your costs there. So
yeah, and that's a great program for those companies. But I mean, like some of the other ones, you know, the more menial labor jobs, like my wife right now, we work around our schedule. She stays home, takes care of the kids, but she works, you know, 6:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning every day. And then she works at back to back shifts, 16 hours Saturday and Sunday every other weekend in order just that's just so we can survive without having to pay exorbitant daycare fees.
So that benefit would cause you to look at another position if somebody would offer that. There's an incentive. All right, Chris, that's kind of what we're looking for today. Thanks. Appreciate that. Orlin and Minot, you're next, listening on KCJB. What's on your mind, Orlin?
Thank you for answering. I'm kind of thinking on that Benghazi deal. This should not stop on that. I don't know if anybody watched that program on television Saturday night, Judge Jeannie. That was really interesting.
She's a pit bull.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's on Fox News Channel, if you don't know what Orlin's talking about. And they also had Brett Baer do a special this weekend that ran a couple of times with some
and
of the
facts. And they even had one of the retired generals from the White House interviewed him about support. It was only 2 hours or 4 hours away, and the battle was 8 hours. There would have been no problem. But guess who stopped it? Our president.
Orlin, thanks for weighing in. Another vote in favor of getting to the bottom of the facts on Benghazi. Appreciate the call. An open convention for the Republicans. What would that mean? Well, that's in our focus next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle, Senex.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
White House should be a rat in prison. He failed to uphold his oath of office. He is not defended against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and he hasn't upheld the Constitution of the United States. He should be impeached and he should be in prison, my opinion.
All right, another caller came in during the break. A lot of folks talking about Benghazi today on the program and wanting that investigation to continue, at least until there are answers that get to the bottom of many of the issues that have come up. Here's another one that we'll finish out on this topic and then move on to a different one here today on the program that came in.
Am I the only one in North Dakota that saw the Blaze network the other night when it was... When they had the for the record, where they pretty much proved that Clinton and Obama knew exactly what was going on. They were selling guns to Al-Qaeda through the ambassador. Thank you.
All right, another call on another theory that has been out there before, that there was some sort of cover-up there on almost an Iran-Contra-like behavior by the ambassador there that has been bubbling under as well. I guess another reason the Select Committee has, a role to try and get to the bottom of all that. Appreciate the calls today on those topics. A lot of you wanting to weigh in on. In fact, I don't know how many we took in total, but the vast majority, I thought they ought to continue. One or two was suggesting it was old news and a witch hunt and kind of taking the Democratic and or media side on this. All right, let's talk about an open convention. What exactly does that mean? Curly Hoglund, a longtime member of the Republican National Committee in North Dakota's the National Committee, and is headed to Memphis for the spring meeting of the Republican National Convention, armed with the idea that the current rules support an open convention in selecting the 2016 nominee for the Republican Party. This is getting some attention across the country, made some national news, and so we want to find out what it's all about. Curly, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
Any questions you have for Curly, certainly welcome today, by the way, at 800-228-0550. What's an open convention? What does that mean?
Well, an open convention or a brokered convention is essentially one where the nominee of the party is chosen right at the convention. In other words, where there's no presumptive nominee determined ahead of time. So that you probably see two, three, four candidates make their pitch to the convention delegates directly, after which the delegates vote, and the first person to get a majority of the delegate votes at the convention will be the Republican nominee for president.
When's the last time we had an open convention where either political party actually went into a convention without an idea of who the nominee would be that would emerge? It's been a long time, isn't it?
I think it was in 76. I can't remember exactly which one. Reagan Ford, I think, wasn't settled prior to the convention, but it didn't. There were only two candidates, so it wasn't protracted. But before that, you have to go back quite a ways to get to any truly convention, open convention or brokered convention type of a situation.
the party leadership does not like the idea of a brokered convention of an open convention. Why?
Well, actually, it's probably the party leaders that, in many cases, are in the business of politics. Political consultants. Political consultants love primaries because in order to have a primary, there has to be a statewide campaign. In order to have a statewide campaign, political consultants have to raise a lot of money on behalf of each candidate, and then they get to spend all that money. Well, the consultants get paid to raise the money, and they also get a commission for all the ads that they place to spend the money in these, especially these early primary states where literally hundreds of millions of dollars is raised and spent on Republicans fighting against other Republicans for these primary votes. If we go directly to the convention, the delegates model, the only thing that matters then is who becomes the delegate from each state to the national convention, and there's no need to utilize a statewide media campaign in each state in order to reach those delegates. It basically becomes retail politics one-on-one. And if there's no money involved, there's no plum for the political consultants. And so the consultants are the ones that really want the primary process to matter versus the convention.
So you're heading for Memphis to make what argument? What is the case you'll put before your fellow Republican National Committee members?
Well, interestingly, in 2012, it basically as a result of Ron Paul's candidacy, the Romney campaign sought to really run a tightly scripted campaign, and there was no way they wanted Ron Paul on the stage to make a speech to interrupt the flow or to detract from the coronation of the Romney campaign. And so I was there. I was a member of the Convention Rules Committee, and I watched this process happen. But Ben Ginsburg was working for the Romney campaign. He was also a delegate from Washington, D.C. to the convention, and he led several rules changes. But the most important rules change they read was a change, or that he led was a change to Rule 40, which is the process by which candidates are nominated at the convention. Old rule said that in order to be a nominee or the presumptive nominee, all the candidate had to do was demonstrate that they had a support of a plurality of the delegates from five states. And so this was determined back in 2012's campaign by the plurality votes in early states. In other words, the candidate getting the most votes won all of the delegates. His example of Florida, Romney won 46% of the vote in the Florida primary, but because of the Florida party rules, he was accorded 100% of all of the delegates. So he became the presumptive nominee going into Tampa at the convention. Well, Ron Paul managed to get a plurality of support from five states. But the rules of the party are actually adopted just prior to the opening of the convention. And the first order of business is adopting the rules. And up until that time, the rules can be changed. So the Romney people thought, well, we don't want Paul on the stage. So what we're going to do is we're going to raise the bar to get a name, place, and nomination. So they changed the rules so that a majority of delegates, permanently seated delegates from eight states, is required to have a name, place, and nomination. And, of course, that succeeded in keeping Paul off the stage as having his name, place, and nomination, and therefore getting to speak. But it also had the unintended consequence of putting into place a rule that cannot be changed now until the 2016 convention. And as I say, I think that was an unintended consequence, or maybe an intended consequence, because they didn't want any prospect of a President Romney having a challenger in 2016. In any case, we currently have a rule that requires a majority of delegates from eight states, permanently seated delegates. That means these are delegates that are seated by the Credentials Committee at the actual convention, and therefore there can be no presumptive nominee as there has been in the past. This gives, I think, an opportunity for less well-funded candidacies to show up if you have a powerful message, and just show up and make your case to the convention delegates by simply working hard at each state level to get eight state delegates or to get a group of states. I'm of the belief that nobody will be an outright winner before the convention. There will nobody, if there's three candidates running that are equally matched, obviously, they would each get about a third of the vote, far from a majority. So I think that it's almost a certainty that nobody will have a majority of eight states prior to the 2016 convention. And so this is where brokered comes into play. This is where various campaigns are going to have to get together, and everybody's going to have favorite son delegates from their home states. They're going to have some states they won. Some might have won five states, but nobody's going to have eight. And so this is where the dealing is going to have to be done among delegates at the convention. And I think a very good process is going to be exciting.
And so basically that rule is in place. When you meet now in Memphis this week, can they say, well, we did that for Romney. We want to change that now. So, we don't like the idea of an open convention. What is the process on rule changes from what you just described here?
Yeah, this is a rule that was put beyond reach. The ultimate highest authority of the Republican Party is each national convention. And at the last national convention, the same one that gave us this Rule 40 gave us another interesting rule, Rule 12, which says the RNC in between conventions can change the first 25 rules, but not any beyond that. Well, Rule 40 obviously is beyond Rule 25, and so Rule 40 cannot be changed. But what we can change, and what we're working on at Memphis, is changing some of the rules to facilitate a brokered convention process and make it more fair for every candidate. So some of the rule changes that we're proposing in Memphis are those rules, some numbering between 1 and 25.
So your hope is you'll come out of Memphis, which is, again, a gathering of Republicans in the spring meeting, to make it crystal clear that, this is an open process and as many candidates as possible, and ultimately the delegates will pick. There won't be business as usual to say somebody's going to have this wrapped up ahead of time.
That's exactly right, Scott. And frankly, right now, there's a lot of work going on behind the curtain, so to speak, people trying to figure this out and sort it out. We've been communicating with several of the presidential campaigns to make sure that the candidates understand these rules and don't go too far down the road of making huge investments or commitments to a primary process when, in fact, winning the delegates is going to be where the campaign is going to be successful or not.
Who's fighting this? Who doesn't want this? The quote-unquote establishment think this is a bad idea?
Actually,
do they see it as hey, we don't want that food fight to play out on national television? I mean, to me, the conventions have become basically coronations, and nothing really in the way of news happens, right? You got some celebrity, speakers from each party that are well popular, and there's a little bit of hoopla over their speech, but basically, it's a foregone conclusion what's going to happen. This, to me, would revitalize the process and have a lot of people, throw their two cents in. So, who doesn't want this to happen?
Well, the people that don't want it to happen are the progressives. Basically, there was a movement started, the progressive movement, a long time ago, that wants to vest all of the power in selecting the nominees to the primary electorate, to the general population. And the theory is that political parties shouldn't be exclusively given the right to choose a nominee. Of course,
hold that thought, if you would, Curly. Let's we'll break here and come back and finish on the other side of the break. Curly Hoglund, national committeeman on this interesting rule idea. Stay tuned, folks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Folks, Scott Hannon here to tell you about a great deal at one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake. We're talking, of course, about Walker, Minnesota's famous Chase on the Lake Resort. Here's a great deal for you in May. Over Mother's Day weekend, fishing opener, $59 a night. That's right. Mark it down, May 9th through the 15th. Book a classic hotel room at Chase on the Lake Resort for $59 per night. Don't forget, check their website, chaseonthelake.com. And by the way, if you go there and enter promo code SCOTT, you'll get this rate. $59 over Mother's Day weekend, May 9th through 15th, over fishing opener. Do it now because these will fill up fast and it's based on availability. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT for the $59 a night deal. Plus, now through May 22nd, book a massage in their award-winning Aveda Copper Door Spa for $1 a minute. I kid you not, Chase on the Lake's the place. one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On your mind, final segment for the Monday edition of the program, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer and your destination for Apache sprayer sales, application parts, equipment, service, training. They have 50,000 of the most popular name brands in the application industry. The new ET Ag Center is the place for application parts and sprayer sales, equipment, service, and training. And you know what? If they don't have it in stock in one of those 50,000 parts, they'll have it drop shipped right to your door within a day or two. And they've got it all, not just for Apache sprayers, but for any brand. Pumps, transfer pumps, nozzle bodies, clamps, valves, poly fittings, spray tips, hand sprayers, the spray hose and tubing, the strainers, the measuring tools, the application control. They've got it all. The world's largest source of ag application parts at your ET Ag Center. That is High Plains Apache. And you can find them in Fargo and in Mandan. They're on East Side Court, Southeast in Mandan, right across from Bonanza, across from Maine. They're also in Fargo as well, two locations to serve you. Call them in Mandan, 701-663-2375, or stop and see them in Fargo at 297-6464. Continuing our chat now with Curly Hoglund, who's a member of the Republican National Committee. Every state has a national committee man, a national committee woman, and a chairperson that represent the states. They're going to Memphis this week, and Curly is pushing for an open convention. And before the break, I was just asking who's against this, because, again, it seems to me to be a way to revitalize interest in a process and to allow people a say. You know, I like the idea. Who's fighting you on it, Curly?
Well, like I mentioned, it's been a progressive movement for a long time. But basically, there are people that don't like the notion that a private political party should be able to nominate their own choice of candidates. They think it should be a public process. And so that's where these primaries get their impetus. And so basically the primary versus the convention is what it's all about. There's two camps here. People that think the general public, a primary election is a public process. It's a public election funded and conducted by the various states. A political party nomination process is a private process of conventions of delegates. Delegates from district conventions go to state conventions. Delegates at the state convention elect delegates to the national convention. The delegates to the national convention choose the nominee, and completely private and without any state involvement in the nomination process. The public event is the general election in the fall, when the nominees of the various parties, you know, there's several opportunities for political parties. It's not just Republicans and Democrats. There's Green parties, there's Socialist parties, there's the independent parties, there's all kinds of constitutional parties, there's all kinds of different political parties. And each private association is entitled, in my view, to nominate whoever they want. And, depending on the level of support, of course, that's the choice for the public to make in the fall in the general election, when the public actually decides who's going to hold that office. But the consultant class basically are the other side of this coin. The consultant class really doesn't want to lose control of all that money. Last time there was close to $500 million spent just on the primary process, Republicans raising and spending money fighting other Republican candidates. In my view, that is very non-productive. What army would fight a war that way?
Yeah, I mean, and of course, those same dollars could be used ultimately fighting an opponent of the other party in a general election would be better spent. California, I understand, have a version of this, the California primaries. Do they do this like you're suggesting it be done on the national level?
California has really gone off the deep end. California doesn't even allow political parties to have a say in the nomination. They have a voter-nominated process. The primary election is where the candidates for the fall election are chosen in California. I'm not sure if it was a constitutional amendment or if it was a legislative enactment, but the political parties can only make suggestions in California. And even worse yet, the presidential nomination, while it's not part of the primary process quite that way, in a presidential sense, in California, the voters in the primary election in the presidential year, whichever candidate that's on the ballot gets the plurality of the votes, in other words, just more than anybody else, gets to handpick his individual person's names of people that will be the delegates to the national convention from California. And that is a complete standing on its head of the whole concept of private political parties.
Emailer
so
here.
That's where the consultants would have us go, though, because the consultants love that process. It's all public. It's all a cash-heavy process. And the problem with that is it lets large donors and individuals with big, deep pockets have way too much impact and influence in our political process. That's why one of the rules amendments we're going to be proposing this week is a situation where the Republican Party of the United States will have a dues structure where the dues that every Republican that wants to join the party will pay to support the party instead of having the party be so heavily dependent on major donors for their political cash.
We're going to have to get out the popcorn to watch all this unfold in Memphis for sure. John emails, Curly has this right. Partisan endorsements need to remain partisan. It's not a free-for-all. If you don't like the candidates who are endorsed, you don't have to vote for them in the general election where everyone gets a vote. I own a Ford truck, but I don't get a vote on the board. I get to choose whether or not I like their product and act accordingly, says the emailer. Pop some popcorn and watch what normally would be a rather arcane process with this rules debate in Memphis this week and see if we don't have a whole new ballgame and how we elect a president and ultimately a particular party's candidate. It's going to be fun to watch. Curly, thanks for the time today. North Dakota GOP National Committeeman Curly Hoglund, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We're out of time, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You there, driving the rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 663 freezedryguy.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time, and in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.